Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in some football. Mamelodi Sundowns, who look to be on course to win what would be their 8th championship in a row, host Kaizer Chiefs at the Lucas Moripe Stadium later. Masandawana beat Chiefs 2-1 in the first round of the current league season last September before thumping them 4-0 in the Carling Knockout quarterfinals 3 months later. The sold-out affair kicks off at 3:30 this afternoon. There's plenty more action to look out for in the Betway Premiership. Makesi, SuperSport United, they kick off at 3:30 as well. And then in the 5:30 fixture, TS Galaxy will play host to Golden Arrows. Orlando Pirates are away to Gallants at 5:45. And closing off the day's action is Richards Bay at the Kings Relatini Stadium at 8 o'clock as they host Chipper United. And then over to some cricket. Jos Buttler hopes handing over the England white ball captaincy can help him rediscover his batting form. Now, the T20 World Cup winning skipper has resigned from the position after his team crashed out of the Champions Trophy in the group stages. Now, their last game of the tournament is this afternoon, or later this morning rather, against South Africa. Today, Buttler says he can still have a big impact on the team.
I think that T20 World Cup in Australia, I did that with the bat and sort of led from the front. And in the ODI formats, I've probably not been at the levels that I would like to as captain with the bat to sort of lead him forward.
Where, you know what's funny? You can make a comedy skit with all the surnames of all the cricketers in the England cricket team.
Okay.
There's Duckett, there's a Buttler. Okay, we'll continue this off the
spot. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I got lost now. But anyway, the Proteas, they welcome back Heinrich Claassen, who returns to the squad after missing the opening match against Afghanistan. Coin toss to that one is at 10:30 with the first ball at 11 o'clock this morning. Staying with cricket, Holobet's Dolphins claimed a crucial bonus point 194-run victory against Western Province at Newlands yesterday. Hanuvil Yun was top class with the bat as he scored 74 off 63 balls to steer the Dolphins to 317 for 6 after 50 overs. And then ending off with golf's DP World Tour, England's Dale Whitnell says it was a weird feeling coming off the course having scored a remarkable 2 holes in 1. Now, he carded a second 63 in the DP World Tour South Africa Open to make it through to the weekend on 9 under par. Whittle was pleased he maintained focus.
I managed to do that okay. Had everything today. I had an air shot. I've had 2 bogeys, a double. I've had, 3 eagles and, come out 9 under par.